Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We have Larry on his phone down there in the south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
I want to start off with something kind of weird. We got this email. This would be paranormal. It's about a fellow who was walking his dog in a park. And he noticed from his peripheral view someone quite tall. He thought it was local kids messing around. But when he turned to look, it had gone. He walked over to where he thought he saw something and found a huge footprint. So, what do you think of that one, Larry? That's kind of an odd one.
Yeah, that kind of actually sounds like somebody I saw in my backyard one time up on the mountain.
Yeah, relate that, if you would.
Yeah, it was very interesting. It was towards the evening. I was there at home by myself. My dog wasn't even barking. And I came out and went down and fed a couple of my other dogs, which are down below the house a little bit. The house was on top of the mountain. And it was semi-woods, and I just happened, something caught my eye further down the hill, and as I turned, there was this, I don't know what it was, other than maybe you could call it a Bigfoot, but it was about 7 foot tall or so, maybe a little bit taller. It was leaning against a tree and just watching me, and what had got my attention, it had turned its head to watch me closer. And it didn't make a move at all, and then suddenly it was gone. I mean, it was so fast. It turned and went, and is out of sight in just a blink of an eye. But, yeah, I saw it. It had fine hair. Looked like the hair maybe a squirrel would have, and it wasn't a real bushy one, but, you know, I wasn't even drinking that day.
I know what you mean. Anyway, here, let's go to this one. Prominent rabbis ask Netanyahu to allow the Passover sacrifice on the Temple Mount. Now, folks, in order to stop the sacrifice, which is what Antichrist does, you have to begin it. So, this is much more prophetically important than one might think. so, anyway, they are once again trying to get Prime Minister Netanyahu to allow a Passover offering on the Temple Mount. And this is from Israeli, what do they call themselves?
Probably Israel 365 News.
Yes, yep. And this is under their biblical news. What do you think about that, Larry? Do you think he's going to... One of these years, he's got to say yes.
Ironically, I don't think he's going to be able to deny them forever. They're very, very close to doing this. Apparently, they have everything ready. It's not that they're waiting on anything to be established. They're ready to do it.
Yes, all they need is permission, I guess. Anyway, they wrote him a letter, and it says, "We bless that you should have great success in the upcoming elections. May it be the will of the Lord of all, whose holy presence dwells in Zion and whose chosen city is Jerusalem, that you should continue to lead the state of Israel and the people of Israel in the coming years for good. The harassment of you personally and the people of Israel in general by internal and external parties, such as the criminal court in The Hague, requires that harassment of all types be put in its place. This can be done through a statement and action that signals to all governments, friends, enemies, and all parties competing for the elections where Israel has been heading since the dawn of history. We are going to worship God, the God of Israel, the creator of the world, in the place that God has chosen. From there comes light and instruction to the whole world. So you can see in this letter that they write where they're asking for permission to do this. Also, you can see the Sanhedrin presence in this. And I don't know, Larry, if he approves it this year, I would say we're going in to Daniel's 70th week. If he doesn't, then it's probably going to be delayed another year or so. But, you know, we've got that countdown we were considering. Doesn't mean anything necessarily. But then again, it might. So it's eyes are all on Israel and the temple. But this one, it seems like they're trying to put a little pressure on Netanyahu to do this now. What do you think?
Well, they believe the time is right. And that's the angle they're coming from. And the Sanhedrin, as you said, is standing behind it. And this is their plan. Now, whether Netanyahu will yield, I don't know. He's under a lot of pressure right now because I can't remember exactly, but I believe next week is their election. I'm not sure. But
yes.
I also know that there seems to be intelligence coming in that there may be something happening next week bigger than their election.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there could well be. Okay, well, I wanted to make sure everybody heard that because of what's going on and how close we may be. And let me scroll down here a little ways to Hal Turner's stuff. USA and EU, European Union, planning Ukraine attack on Russia. Troops, tanks and artillery are moving after Russia launched ballistic missiles at oil storage tank farms inside Syria to destroy the ability of U.S., Turkey, and Israel to continue stealing about $100 million a month in Syrian oil. The deep state is utterly enraged. They covert money, or their covert money supply from smuggling Syrian oil got smashed by Russia, so they are now upping the ante by moving armor in Ukraine towards Russia. What is the latest on that, Larry? Have you heard anything at all?
Well, actually, I have, and part of what I've heard dovetails into the time frame of a possible Ukraine-Russia war that's beginning to line up. U.S., NATO, Europe, and Ukraine on one side, and of course Putin and Russia on the other. But at the same time, this seems to be a situation involving Israel that may be going hot at the same time this happens. But here's a, let me read you, matter of fact, part of what's going on, I'll read you some notes, okay? This is an urgent covert intel, subscribers only, March 15th, says intel, gives a date, and I'm not going to give the date, I'm not much of a dater following things, but I would just tell people, you know, anytime Sunday on into Monday and into the first of next week, I would really be watchful of the Russian border. This says basically Ukraine forces supported by NATO will attempt an assault to take Luhansk, Donetsk, I don't know how you pronounce that one. Donetsk, that's another, you know, area of that region, and
right.
Crimea. Now, as you well know, Stuart, Crimea was conquered or actually voted itself into Russia some time back, and it belongs to Russia, and Putin has moved missiles and troops and I guess, armor, and also from what I heard, naval vessels there to defend it. And if this, whatever this plan is by NATO and I guess the Biden administration, they plan on taking all of that region of Ukraine back from the Russian ethnics, and also try to take Crimea. It says expect major attack same time by Israel of Syria and Iranian targets. And says also Putin has possibly moved nuclear caliber missiles into Kaliningrad for preparations.
Wow. That doesn't sound good. Because if we get into an attack with Russia, or we attack Russia in response to this, he's committed to respond back. And that means escalation to a very bad place. I've often wondered if the attack of Russia on those oil fields wasn't the, I don't know what you'd call it, spark for World War III. You know, World War III's kind of been sputtering off and on right along, and then everybody has cooler heads and they back off. But sooner or later, as Putin himself said, World War III is coming. And he was speaking to the press, and he said, you're making way too much light of this, but it is inevitable. He said, World War III is coming. And Obama, you may recall, made the same remark, that World War III was coming, and that nobody could stop it. So it's almost like they know there's a hidden hand behind all this, orchestrating it, and they're just going to have to play their parts. But millions upon millions of people, and speaking about World War III or a nuke attack, do you suppose the fiery event in that prophecy could be World War III? You know, don't
well,
take
it's entirely
long. They say World War III is going to be kind of short, deadly but short in time.
Well, that depends on how it plays out. If they don't use nukes the first day, it may play out a little bit. But if you'll remember, Obama and the Biden administration, they basically had Hillary ready to go in, and they were going to attack Russia, and Russia knew it. And ironically, the 4 years of reprieve that we had from Trump, Trump de-escalated it while everybody hated his guts and refused for him to even meet Putin for any reason. That tells you a lot right there. And then, by the way, Trump de-escalated Syria and actually pulled our troops out. And the oil fields were then taken, those northern oil fields in Syria were taken by Turkish forces who held on to them. But remember, the minute Biden got in office, he sent troops back into that region.
Yes.
And started for those oil fields again, and I guess Russia took that chess piece off the board. But ironically, Koenig's International News posted the report that information had came in that the ballistic missiles that destroyed those oil fields, and you saw the images just like I saw.
Yeah.
They did a big job on it, and these missiles were reportedly, according to Koenig's International News, were fired from a Russian warship.
Wow. Well, you know, I've often said, don't be messing around with Putin. They're going to regret it, and American people are going to regret it. And unfortunately, the American folks, most of them anyway, I can't include everybody in that, but they don't seem to be caring one way or the other. So we have a dozen cities over here nuked. And the damage that takes out America. Now, if you want to go into Jeremiah 50, 51, you want to go into Revelation 18, you want to go into Ezekiel, you're going to find out that it is the Soviet Russia that does the damage to the United States. Actually, it's not China. It's Russia that nukes us.
And by the way, Stuart.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember those prophecies, but they were from maybe 10 years ago or more, where there was some prophetic utterances that there was going to be an accidental, and I'll use that word, an accidental Russian attack, a nuclear attack on some cities in America. Now, what we're doing at the present time, which most people are totally clueless about, it's not in most of our news, but America's Voice News, Steve Bannon and them released it yesterday. It said U.S. cyber attacks against Russia reported to be underway. And then this morning, Hal Turner posted Russia under massive cyber attacks with websites in the Kremlin, Russia down. So a major development in progress. We're doing cyber attacks going into this weekend against mm-hmm. Russia, and this is against a lot of their military and political sites. And Stuart, it would be, you know, I guess you're aware that they don't have to have Putin to fire these missiles. That in Russia they have a dead hand switch,
yes.
And any general can fire a nuclear missile that chooses to. If he thinks that Moscow's under attack. So we're really wading in dangerous waters with the Biden administration and what they're doing against Russia.
Yeah, and then I read a report, America was going to do something in 3 or 4 days, and they already did it. Anyway, it reports the U.S. preparing a cyber attack against Russia. Well, obviously, according to Hal Turner, they've already done this. And what would be Putin's reply to this? We're headed into a war, and I'm beginning to wonder because of the timelines that we have all talked about and because of what's going on, are we going to go into actually World War III? When it develops, according to everything I can find out, it's a relatively quick nuclear. It goes nuclear. It's a nuclear war, and it's global, basically. And then we have this one, and I think we reported on this before. Israeli military goes completely dark. So they're talking about Israeli Air Force going dark, turning off their transponders, et cetera, et cetera. But it says as of 4:40 p.m. Eastern Time, not one Israeli military aircraft is signaling via the typical normal civilian transponder system. This is very unusual. Earlier today, everything was typical, even a busy deployment of signals intelligence aircraft, blah, blah, blah. And he's got the maps where they all just turned off everything. So have you heard any more about that?
Well, I know that, and I know some people don't like monkey works. They don't trust them, but they do follow a lot of aircraft activity, and you know, may not be perfect, but you know, I guess you can put them with Sartorfall and some of these other groups, you know, maybe. But they were reporting also strange military moves, especially in aircraft in Israel, but not saying what it was particularly. So there again, there's something going on, you know, and some things I know I can't talk about, but, you know, I shared some stuff with you about a lot of NATO aircraft flying over Poland. And
Yes.
So there's movement. There's movement towards Ukraine and that region that we've got a hot button alert on, I guess you could say. And what's interesting, too, Stuart, is this, and I'd like your opinion on this move. At the same time, the Israelis are doing what they're doing, and according for the last week, I've been getting intelligence after intelligence posts about Israel preparing or prepping for a attack on the Iranian nukes, you know, the nuclear areas.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this. This came out last night. This was from Hal Turner. Says Saudi Arabia just moved their F-15 warplanes to Crete. Never happened before, Stuart. Saudi Arabia's never sent all their warplanes to Crete. And what's near Crete? Well, I'll just tell you this, probably some Israeli warplanes. They're preparing for something.
Well, they're probably moving their stuff out of the way. Maybe they anticipate another hit. Didn't they just take another ballistic missile attack over there at the capital in Saudi? I think they shot most of it down. But
the one you're talking about was one missile fired at Saudi Riyadh and some explosive drones, but there's been one since then. Depcafile posted it yesterday. It says Iran-backed Houthis from Yemen attack Saudi tank oil farm at Ras Tanura, said with 8 ballistic missiles and 14 explosive drones. Saudi Arabia concealing the scale of attack and damage. So they begin to move all these planes after that. And what's interesting, Stuart, here's another one that's odd. There's a mysterious, of course you can read it yourself, I guess on Hal's site, the OVH in France.
I saw that, yes.
Hosting,
what was that about?
Yeah, that's the hosting service, Stuart, for all the internet data and cyber data of Europe. And it suddenly, this burned to the ground, mysterious fire in Strasbourg, France, suddenly. Now, does that sound like maybe Putin did something?
Well, there's definitely something going on. Somebody's doing something because the timing of this is obviously connected to the cyber attack that was placed against Russia. And, like I've said before, Putin, he's not the guy you want to be messing with. And the American people and the people of Europe are going to be really, really sorry if they provoke him into a major conflict. Their equipment, their military, people may have forgotten that they disabled a couple of our ships. Remember that, Larry? With some technology stuff.
I've heard in the background, Stuart, that not only Russia but China has that capability now to knock our ships out. So we're not the smartest people on the planet, it appears.
Not anymore, nor do we have the Lord on our side anymore. Who was it? Wasn't Schumer. It was...
The heavyset guy that hates Trump.
Yes. And when he said, well, we don't care what God thinks, basically is what he said. We just
That's
do what
they
we
feel.
Want. I think so. Well, the Lord's going to take that in note and will respond. But this thing,
Jerry,
I just turned
Jerry
to this
something.
Thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
Jerry Nadler.
Nadler, yeah.
I'm getting old. I forget these guys' names because I don't like any of them anyway, so I have no reason to remember their names. But they're the Supreme Court, Nadler now, and some of the others have openly stated to the Lord, go take a hike. We've got your blessings now. Go take a hike. We don't want anything to do with you anymore. It's not going to work. And all you have to do, folks, is go to Jeremiah 50:51, Revelation 18, and that's the demise of the United States of America. It's coming. And it's going to be complete when it comes, too. And that may be the fiery event, Larry, that you were talking about, that maybe there's a preliminary attack that takes out a couple of our cities. Or it may be North Korea that does it. Let's not forget North Korea and their ties to Iran. And there was a prophecy that North Korea did take out a couple of our cities. And we couldn't figure out where the missiles came from, so they said. But anyway, there's something going on big time, and this is probably going to just go when it goes. Yeah, it's just too bad that humanity never learns. You know, you can throw them in a play crib like Planet Earth, but sooner or later they're going to find them nuclear matches. And then we would have the arrival. What do you think, Larry? Will they let us actually go into a major war, or does the arrival come towards the end of it?
Oh, I don't think they mind us having a war at all, actually. But however, if you hadn't looked at my blog today, you might want to look. The picture right under our show production is a picture of plasma shooting up into the atmosphere from the planet.
Yeah.
And its color is purple. They said Steve is back. Hot purple ribbons of plasma flowing into Earth's magnetosphere. Steve means strong thermal emission velocity enhancement, not auroras, but it's plasma. So, Stuart, we're actually, plasma is coming from the planet, shooting high up into the atmosphere, and oddly enough, this, not only the other one, but this major storm that's hitting the central U.S. or about to, they were warning that it's going to be a strange storm event, and a lot of the worst of it will be high up in the atmosphere. Stuart, something's going on.
Oh, yeah. We're moving very, very rapidly into the final phase. It would not surprise me one way or the other, I guess I could say, that we are entering Daniel's 70th week very, very soon. If that countdown, 1260, 1290, 1335, is in actuality a countdown to Daniel's 70th week, May 20th. So we should see a lot of stuff develop between now and May 20th. Not to say about the rapture, we don't know about that. But there's all kinds of things happening. And now, who's in power? I got a headline here with Kamala Harris stalking Joe Biden as if she's the Grim Reaper. All indications that Biden is already out the door as the globalists prop up and censor America's White House squatter. Who's in power, Larry? I think it's Obama, myself.
Yeah, but they even said, they reported today that they have zero date of Biden ever giving a State of the Union address. He's never going to do it. And it seems that Harris is getting ready to step into that position. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's just amazing what's, and the American people evidently could care less. You would think that having the first time ever to have the White House surrounded by barbed wire fence, razor wire on the top, and military guarding it, you would think the American people would be asking a lot of questions, but I really don't see any activity along those lines.
Well, here's something that the populist press posted today. It said General Flynn blows the deep state wide open, says that many Americans are choosing to retreat or surrender before the onslaught of the deep state takeover in the USA, says Americans are accepting a downward shift of Christian values. And, you know, he's right to chastise America.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's why God is going to condemn us. Look at the Christians. They're turning their churches into vaccine centers. My word, after all the warnings from scientists and immunologists and all kinds of doctors telling you, be careful, this is not a vaccine at all. And they're lying through their teeth, and now the churches are turning into these vaccine centers and telling everybody, roll up your sleeve, take the jab. So we are in a comatose state over here in America, and probably that's why the Lord put Biden in place as an open display of the comatose Americans. They'll put up with anything. Anyway, got a lot more to talk about, but we don't have the time. So Friday we'll get into more of this stuff. lot going on, folks, in the world. Earthquakes, volcanic activity, et cetera, et cetera. If something breaks, we'll definitely be on the line. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Take care. Heads up.